Plasma No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerra. God bless America. This is the Steve Guerra Show for Monday, March 1st, 2021. Believe it or not, here we are. Good to have you along. Welcome, friends. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Maricopa County, Arizona. Must turn over 2.1 million ballots for audit and review. A judge has ordered there. Joe Biden was awarded the state's 11 electoral votes in November by a margin of about 12,000 votes. Was it legit? We're going to find out. Number two, Florida Senator Rick Scott, who wants to be president and will certainly run in 2024, says Republicans will flip at least four Senate seats in 22. We'll get to that. And number one, the return of 45. President Donald Trump returned to the stage at CPAC in Orlando, Florida, for the first time since leaving office more than a month earlier. And he tore into Joe Biden. He says there's a lot of things that have to happen in this country. He will not be creating a third party. He'll be focusing on what's best for America, and he is clearly still the leader of the Republican Party. Good to have you here on this Monday. I was at CPAC. I did not spend time in the room, to tell you the truth. We had already booked flights to and fro before we realized he was going to be there. The problems of rescheduling were too much. The room, however, was packed. The room was packed. And the audience, pleased with what they saw, pleased with what they heard. One of the favorite things they heard was Donald Trump dangling the idea of running again in 2024. Now, remember, he's 74 years old. He would be as old as Joe Biden is today. But I believe, and I think most people believe, that this president would be more lucid, shall we say. Of course, 4 years is a long way away when you're in your 70s. I want to start with Donald Trump laying out the most important thing for the future for him, for the Republican Party, and for the faithful. It is bite number seven. Go.
Hikers and coyotes is dangerous, immoral, and indefensible. Hard to believe it's happening. Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws. This alone should be reason enough for Democrats to suffer withering losses in the midterms and to lose the White House decisively 4 years from now. Actually, as you know, they just lost the White House, but it's one of those things. But who knows? Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay?
I might even decide to beat them for a third time. The place went wild, of course. That was the number one thing trending on social media, was the president saying that I might just beat them for a third time. The straw poll, always a big deal at CPAC. Who do you think is the best person to be president? Donald Trump wins the CPAC straw poll in 2021. 55% of those saying they would vote for him in a hypothetical 2024 primary. He holds a stronghold on the GOP. Coming in second, the guy that I say is the man, if Donald Trump doesn't run, that being the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. And yes, Kristi Noem comes in third. And I have said that a DeSantis-Noem ticket in the absence of Donald Trump might be the strongest ticket. Now, we're a long way from being there. And some people don't believe that Kristi Noem is conservative enough, and people have complaints about DeSantis in other areas that he's not a good retail politician. I think his retail politics are quite strong, and I think he's done such a fine job with Florida. It's quite a record to run on. Plus, he stood up to big tech and everything else, so these are important considerations. But let's go through some of the comments made by the former president, the 45th president, who was very warmly received, to say the least. He called out Joe Biden repeatedly. One of the things he called Joe Biden out for, and he should, is turning our backs on the kids in favor of teachers' unions. He says this administration, turning its back on the children that should be in school in favor of teachers' unions, it's all true. Bite number four with Donald Trump. Bite four.
Children of our citizens themselves are not getting the education that they deserve. There's no reason whatsoever why the vast majority of young Americans should not be back in school immediately. The only reason that most parents do not have that choice is because Joe Biden sold out America's children to the teachers' unions. His position is morally inexcusable. You know that. Joe Biden has shamefully betrayed America's youth, and he is cruelly keeping our children locked in their homes. No reason for it whatsoever. They want to get out. They're cheating the next generations of Americans out of the future that they deserve, and they do deserve this future. They're going to grow up, and they're going to have a scar.
Now, 68% of the people asked that they would like to see Donald Trump run again in 2024. Another 18% said they were not sure, so that's kind of puts you in that 85% range, right? A little bit higher. But here's an interesting point. 95% of those asked said they believe that America and the Republican Party should continue to pursue Donald Trump's agenda and his vision. They want his policies to continue. What about you? What about you? I'd like you to go to the Steve Guber Show Facebook page, despite any objections you may have. Would you support Donald Trump in 2024? That's my question of the day. We'll share it later today at America's Voice Live. It airs on Real America's Voice Television. It'll happen between 1 and 3, but I'd like your opinions between now and then, please. Because I want to know what you're thinking today. You've seen Joe Biden in office for what, 6 weeks? 6 weeks now. And you wonder if this is the direction of the country. Can we survive until 2022 or even 2024? Many people have serious concerns about where we are going to end up, that's for sure. But one thing Donald Trump made clear during his address to CPAC is he is not going to split the party in half. A lot of people were calling, well, Trump needs to make his own party. I have said from day one that's a terrible idea. I got a lot of pushback. Teddy Roosevelt, the most successful third-party candidate of all time, came in second place with 88 electoral votes. You can check the math from 1912. The sitting president finished third. And Woodrow Wilson, the first raging liberal, the first really raging progressive, became president of the United States. It did damage long-term to this country, for which we will never recover. So, a third-party bad idea. I want you to hear bite number six from Donald Trump about a third party. Bite six, go.
Before, I am not starting a new party. That was fake news. Fake news, no. Wouldn't that be brilliant? Let's start a new party and let's divide our vote so that you can never win. No, we're not interested in that. No, we have tremendous, Mr. McLaughlin just gave.
There you go. We're not going to do that, split the party in half. Thankfully, he's listening to the program here. He knows that the advisors here in the Midwest have common sense and vision and understanding of how to win the White House. Do the right thing. Find better candidates. Root out those that are not true believers and move on. Quick breakdown of the Steve Guber Show. We'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Recently, I spent time with a group of young people who were hearing impaired and deaf. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I'd like to pass on some tips on how you can reach out to people who are deaf. First, talk directly to the deaf person and not to the sign language interpreter. Second, if the deaf person speaks and you don't understand, don't pretend that you know what he said. Instead, ask him to repeat his statement or write it down. Third, be careful not to cover your face. Many deaf friends rely partially on lip reading in order to understand what you're saying. Also, don't talk too fast. Be patient, even if it takes a while to converse. And lastly, don't yell. Sometimes people even yell at those of us in wheelchairs, and that can be embarrassing. But most importantly, don't back away. Don't be shy. These are just some deaf etiquette tips for you, and there's more at disabilitycampaign.org.